So I'm sure some of y'all say what I'm saying is fake, but I promise it's not. I've always been akin to the spirit realm. For an example, when I play a Ouija board, not a very good idea, I know. The board is always unresponsive until I play. Like when others are playing, it doesn't reply or it responds in gibberish. My mom has asked it before if it wanted me to play, and the planchette immediately went to yes. Anyway, I should probably talk about when it all started. It started when I was about 7 years old, living in an old house. We caught an orb on camera, and it wasn't a dust speck because it was moving irregularly. I would always hear things talking to me in a loud whisper, and one of the only experiences that truly terrified me is as following. I would always have a radio on at night, and a commercial came on. This so-called commercial was filled with people screaming and a deep, droning voice saying things I couldn't understand. It could have been just a horror movie, but I've never heard of it from anyone else. Another thing that I learned from my mom that happened was when I was at school. My toys would move from upstairs in my room to the bottom of the stairs. I also remember my brother sleeping in my bed with me a lot of times, but whenever I talk about it now, neither my mom or brother remember that ever happening. And I don't know if this counts, but when I walked past this one certain house, something inside me was telling me to never look at it. Don't ever acknowledge the house. The house had a bunch of religious things on the porch, and I always got an evil vibe from it. Another night, I was looking out my window, and under the streetlight, I saw a little girl dressed in a white nightgown. And when she looked up at me, she disappeared. Then we moved out of that house. We moved to a different town with my mom's boyfriend. And this is kind of when things took off in terms of spiritual encounters. I would be laying in bed, and again, I'd hear the whisper yells. It was always happening each night, and one night I was so scared I ran to my mom's room. I had to go into the basement, and all the while the voices talking to me got louder and more aggressive. I don't hear voices anymore, so I'm not schizophrenic. I would be laying in bed, and my bed would violently shake. And when I went to my brother's, because I was a scared kid, his bed would start to shake. Then the water faucet would drip, and I'd go out and check it, but the sink was dry. Another experience I had, we were watching a movie in the living room when I saw something pass in front of the window. I asked them if they saw it, and none of them did. Then, when we moved out, we moved to my grandpa's house. And this is a very old house. It's been in our family since probably the 1800s. So there's a lot of history and probably spirits. I'd hear something crawling in my vents, and I'd hear something or someone walking around in the attic. Also, this happened years after we first lived there, but it still happened at my grandpa's house. I had my door locked, and I heard a big Will's toy roll up to my door. We don't own a single Big Will's. My door then opened and something crawled into bed with me. Another experience was when I got up to go to the bathroom and something was on the other side of the door preventing me from opening it. I've grown used to the paranormal. So I just pushed as hard as I could and got the door open. But something slammed it shut again. I didn't try to open it again. And just the other day, I was gaming with my door open and saw something white approach my door frame. I looked at it, and it disappeared. My cats were in my room, so maybe that's what prevented it from coming in my room. In another town we lived in, the dishwasher started up by itself. I saw some black figure on the top of my fan blades, and a music box started playing by itself. My closet door had also slammed shut by itself on multiple occasions. Then again, in a different town, I had two different rooms in our apartment over the time we lived there. In my first room, I was lying in bed when I felt water drip onto my forehead. I touched my forehead. It was dry. I touched the ceiling. Dry. Then I was getting water another night, and it was around 2 in the morning. I hear my mother call out my name, but it was so obviously not my mother. Something about her voice was off. I stopped in my tracks, not leaving the room, and I saw a black figure slink back into her room. In the other room I was in, I was laying in bed, and I heard something from the dark part of the room call my name. Another time, when I was walking past my room, I saw a figure walk from my closet to my doorway. Then in another room, there were fairy lights that could only be turned on by flipping the switch. And none of us went into the room out of respect for the girl who used it. The lights were on. A different time, I heard my cats play with their toys in the living room. The only thing is that I had all my cats in my room with me. This other time, I was playing the Ouija board with a friend on Halloween. One of my friends heard me say something to him, but I didn't say anything. And a different time, I was driving home with my mom and saw the same little girl in a white nightgown in front of the neighbor's lawn in broad daylight. All in all, I've had quite a few terrifying experiences with spirits. They always stop bugging me when I ask them to. They always come back. And none of my other family members experience this. I've always been able to hear and see things that others can't. I've been told by my priest, I had never met him, that I have an angelic glow around me. People immediately feel at ease around me, and oftentimes strangers will tell me what's bothering them in their life out of the blue. I'm not quite sure what this is, but I just know I have a connection to the spirit realm. I don't need help exercising the spirit. I've become fond of him. I named him Peter as a child, and the name stuck. I really just needed to get this out to people who would believe me and listen to me. If you read this the entire way through, thank you for taking the time out of your life to listen to me. Any insight as to what it is or why I have such a connection to the spirit world would be much appreciated. Thank you so much. First of all, English is not my native language, and I'll try my best. Second, my friend does not use Reddit or has ever posted anything about this, but he's very open to talk about it. I really trust him. I know he's more sensitive to things, and I'm a very skeptical guy, atheist and so, but I really think there's truth to his story, so I try to tell what I know, because it gives me chills every single time. So, when he was around 20, he moved to a new apartment in the center, Madrid, with his girlfriend and friend. They were all students. This avenue had a massacre on it during the Spanish Civil War. Like a slaughter, Franco's army entered every house after the bombings, and God knows what they did to everyone. Anyway, he moved there. First day moving. They just put all the boxes inside of the house, all set up. So after the hard work, they decided to go celebrate and eat something outside. This is a very old building. So when they go out, an old woman asked if they were all family of the owners who used to live there. She said, a woman and her son lived there. We had no clue what she was talking about. When they came back from lunch, every closet, every door was opened. But no one was in there. So who opened all the doors? And they say there was a room that smelled very bad, like rotten. At some nights, the kitchen was like if someone was there opening, closing the fridge doors, whatever. One night, he was sleeping with his girlfriend, and someone entered their bedroom. Like someone who was coming home from work, and then they turned on the light, like just living their life. And my friend's girlfriend was tired of it, so she went and screamed, "What do you want from us?" Suddenly, all the doors that were open started to close abruptly. like when you're mad and you close the door. He says a couple of times he saw a young guy with a mustache, and his girlfriend used to see a woman all the time. They invited friends to the house, but one guy never came back, and he seemed like something spooked him, like he saw something, and he wanted to leave. He told me these things, and not long ago, there was a paranormal TV show at night. That day, they talked about a house. Guess where? The same avenue. And I thought this must be it. What is more scary for me is the rotten smell in one of the rooms that no one wanted to go in. Anyway, he had a couple of encounters, more not related to the house. And I don't know if I should post them here. I never had any experiences with the paranormal, but this really fascinates me. But like I said, I'm very skeptical. Hi all, the weird Keanu Reeves ghost guy post brought me and my family to the sub and got me thinking. My mom and stepdad live in my childhood home with my younger brother and sister who are in their 20s. They're all convinced that there is a ghost in the house. We were the first family to live in the home built in like 98, but my stepdad's sister tragically passed not long after my mom and him had met. So there is some potential there. I will say in the years I lived at home, from about 98 to 2007, I personally never encountered anything really weird. But I have always been skeptical. And after I moved out, they say they've heard and seen things repeatedly. It's a two-story house, so usually it's just footsteps on the stairs when no one is up there or voices coming from upstairs when no one is there. Just this week, I was visiting my mom while picking up my son, who she watches during the week, and there was a loud thud right above us. She said, "See, there's the ghost." I wrote her off because there is a heater right in that area and a closet upstairs, although it wasn't running at the time. But I will admit to being present when all of us heard what sounded like someone coming down the stairs when no one was up there. It was a very distinct sound, the way the house creaks when someone is walking, and you would recognize it just from living there. Anyways, I got to the point, she has this Blink home security system, so today I had her order the interior mini camera to put upstairs so we can finally try and catch anything that could be moving around up there. Anyone got any tips? The camera has motion activation and night vision. I have the Blink system too, and the camera quality and night vision are pretty damn good. So, if something is moving up there, we should be able to catch it. I'll be sure to post any findings on the sub as a follow-up. Personally, they've had rodents in the walls previously, so I think it's either that or just the heater house resting. My mom swears it moves around, and my sister's boyfriend, who occasionally spends the night, said he heard voices the other night. A few nights ago, my husband and I were just sitting in bed, playing around on our phones. We have a roommate that stays in the area that is separated from us, with blankets hung from the ceiling. So basically, our place is one large room and one small room. That's the bathroom storage room. The large room we stay in is L-shaped room, partitioned off into three areas. One is our roomies area, ours, and then the kitchen type area. We were in our little area chilling. He was asleep in his area, and the kitchen area had the only light on in the house. Where the light is located, so if something were to walk between us and the light, it will cast a very defined shadow directly on the blankets we had as a partition. I noticed at first just a shadow in the shape of a person slowly walk from left to right, and then about 30 seconds later, it goes from right to left straight for where our roommate was asleep. I looked at my husband, tapped his leg. "Did you see that?" I whispered. "Yeah, human shape, but where's dude, our cat, that would have been him going over to the couch. I don't think so. That didn't limp like dude. Dude has three legs, so his walk is very noticeable in the shadows. Plus, there was no sounds of steps or clawing onto the couch. Dude is not graceful. Just as I finished the sentence, a full human-shaped shadow just slowly started forming, making the shadow look clearer and darker. You could literally see the head, torso, and arms slightly away from the body, as if a person was standing right there. Another eyes went to the floor. We could see what appeared to be two shadow legs at the bottom, completely black, not defined or separated. It was like a pant leg to boots. And with that, my husband and I started yelling to our roommate, "Hey, Randy, wake up. Is anyone in there with you?" "Only dude, but he's on my bed. Why?" So we told him what we saw. His response, "Yep, I know that unfamiliar spirit." And that was it. Nothing else happened for the rest of the night. Also, I wanted just to add that this happened at 4:45 a.m. Thanks. I've been hearing a lot of things around my house after everyone has gone to bed. I also see these figures just watching me when it's dark. Gotten to the point where I am scared of my own home. Nobody else in my family seems to acknowledge my problem with the house, as we've had it for over 15 years and nobody has lived in it before us. My mom used to tell me it was just the house settling, but I've heard footsteps and whispers and giggles. Mind you, everyone else in the house is asleep right now. Multiple times we left the house with all the lights off and returned to some lights on. While taking out the trash at night, I've seen figures around the corners of the house watching me again and again. I've woken up to a little girl giggling and asking me to play while it's still dark. I've woken up to the voice of a man. Again, sometimes in the middle of the night, I've had terrible nightmares in the house, and some of them are about the house. But I could also just be seeing and hearing things. I stay up late and listen to loud music, so that could be the root of the problem. I guess I'd feel safer if I knew for sure what was up with my house.